Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
Do it live!
TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free roll hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening, and you won't be disappointed. The next 180 minutes, y'all. 3 hours straight of Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Speaking of Rob Parker, what's up, man?
Mr. Chris Broussard, how are you?
I'm fantastic, man. How you doing?
All is very, very well on this funky flashback Friday. A rare Friday where I'm going to be chilling this weekend here in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Looking forward to it. Actually working on a lot of stuff. I'm going to get together with some people. But just a chill weekend. I'm going to go to Colorado, Arizona State, Chris, next weekend.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the game next weekend. But this weekend, I'm here just chilling out. So all good.
Okay. Well, we all looking forward to a great show. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. We got the super producer, Rob G, out. So Patrick Sweeka is replacing him today. He's going to do a fantastic job. Of course, on the ones and twos on a Funky Flashback Friday is our man, DJ Alex Teicher, back from a one-day hiatus, Alex the Vegan.
Alex was on a retreat. I think he ate grasshoppers and moths.
Don't forget the caterpillars.
And caterpillars. And now look at him. I saw him when he walked in. I just said, look at this dude.
Felt like a tiger.
Exactly. Unbelievable. Wow. But I still saw some of the pus from the caterpillar.
Look, it's getting disgusting.
All right, let's just move forward there.
Okay, all right, sorry.
Golly.
I'm sorry.
All right, on the updates, the always professional Steve DeSager.
Steve laughed. He was in his newsroom, news studio laughing.
I don't think he laughed.
No.
I don't think anybody
Steve
laughed.
Steve just shook his head at
I didn't
him.
Hear
no.
Kawhi laughing. I didn't hear
nobody,
anybody laughing. And on the social
everything's
media,
not funny,
Elijah
Chris.
Is out. We are going Sagar. With our man, Sagar Patel.
Sagar Patel. I saved right. your last. I saved your name, okay? Chris butchered it, but I'm the baker, so I took care of it.
Oh, my God. I hope you ain't going to be this way the whole show.
What? I'm in a good mood. What?
You might be in a good mood, but your jokes are corny as always. My God.
Cream style or on the cob? I'm just asking.
Let's get to
Everything's
it.
Everything's not funny.
Last night, you did go ahead and pick in the Thursday night game the Detroit Lions, which I know you hated to do.
No, I didn't. My money was involved. Chris,
You knew they were going
I don't have anything. Like, I'm not crazy. I'm not one of these guys going to bet against something that I know is quite obvious. I told you I'm not that big on Green Bay's defense. They were down 17-0 last week at home. So, no, I wasn't buying into them. I wasn't, even though they won the game.
Detroit 3-1, one of the best records in the league, obviously, hammered the Green Bay Packers by the score of 34-20. Really was never a game. They were up 27-3 at halftime. And Rob Parker, I was watching a show today. And I've actually said, I think they're on the periphery. They're the fourth best. But everybody's looked at the NFC as a three-horse race. San Francisco, Philadelphia, Dallas. And I think that fourth team, that right on the periphery of those three, particularly on the periphery of Dallas, is the Detroit Lions. But you are saying you don't believe yet.
I don't believe. And it's going to take me a while to believe in the Detroit Lions. As a guy who covered the Lions for a long time, like 20 years on the road, I saw all the lows. I saw the unbelievable situations where you couldn't believe that they lost or like they had an opportunity. And the only thing that I think is weird when it comes to the Lions is people act like they've won two or three games forever. Like they've never won anything or they never like had a good team. They had good teams with Calvin Johnson and Ndamukong Suh and Nick Fairley, and I could go on. And they had good teams. They used to have Barry Sanders. I covered those teams, Chris, and Lomas right. Brown and Kevin Glover and Herman Moore. I could go on and on and on.
You could have stopped at Barry, to be honest.
I'm just saying. but the idea like they never won any games or they were never any good, it's just a false narrative that people are making like, oh my God, this is the first time. No. It was 2014. They were 11-5. They lost a wild card game. 2011, Chris, 10-6, lost a wild card game. And then Jim, I just forgot his last name, my God.
Caldwell.
When he was there, they went 9-7. They made the playoffs a couple times when he was there. Yep. They had that 11-5 year, Chris. Like, let's not make it like they haven't won games during the regular season, like they're going to do this year. The question when it comes to the Lions is very simple. Are they going to win a playoff game when it matters? They could win 12 games this year, and none of it will matter if it winds up being the same. How in the world have the Detroit Lions won one playoff game since 1957 in a league that's set up, Chris? We see it all the time. Bad teams turn around, right? All the time. Jacksonville's one, my God, has won a playoff game in the last year compared right. to the Lions.
Right.
They were awful when Urban Meyer was there, Chris. Did it take 8 years to turn it around? No. It's not that hard. So I'm not saying – I know they can't win a playoff game now, and I'm not ripping them for beating Green Bay and being 3-1. All I'm saying is for me to believe that they have honestly turned a corner. That's all I'm saying. turned a corner to respectability.
What is turned a corner to respectability?
Right, and that they're in the race, like in the hunt every year. That's turning the corner.
Year.
Well, but you know
you
what
mean
I mean.
With like this crew.
Yeah, that you have a run.
With Jared with, Goff.
And Dan
right.
Campbell
okay.
or whatever. Nice that it's not going to be last year they had to run, didn't make the playoffs. They make the playoffs this year and then go back to being 6-11. That's what I'm talking about. Like, if they're going to turn the corner and be in the mix where they are okay. up in there. And when I look at the NFC, they're a distant fourth to me. Those other three teams that you mentioned ahead of them, they're all better than the Lions. And if they played the Lions, I would expect them all to beat the Lions.
Well, you didn't pick the Lions to make the playoffs,
no,
I don't think, did you?
I did not.
Okay, so you think
no,
they're
still
not going to make
there.
The playoffs?
No, I'm not there yet.
Okay. I disagree with a lot of what you've said. Number one, you based most of your argument, if not all, all of it, on what's happened in the past. What happened in the, what were you there, 20 years? Were you there 20 years?
Yep.
What happened in the 20 years that you were in Detroit? Do they have the same GM when you were there?
They didn't have the same GM during the 20 years when
well,
they got.
Of course.
No.
You make changes.
But I want to make a point that when I got there, Matt Millen wasn't there, and when I was there, Bob Quinn wasn't there.
Those guys have nothing to do with this.
I get that, but that was the argument when people used to tell me before. Well, Matt Millen wasn't here before; he won 4 Super Bowls. You can't base what happened before
nice,
on Matt Millen.
But the fact is,
you
these
can't
are different people.
Bob Quinn was with the Patriots. Oh my God! How could you look at the Lions the same way because of Matt Millen? When now Bob Quinn is here, and Bob Quinn
That's
was
fine,
with Super
Rob.
Bowls.
You got a whole different front office, a whole different coaching staff, a whole different roster. So we can talk about it like it matters that what they did in 2017, what they did in 2003, but it don't. If I'm a player on the Detroit Lions, I'm not even thinking about any of those guys. And I'm certainly not letting what they did or did not do stop me from believing what we can do. So that's number one. And when you look at this team now I'm glad you clarified what you believe, what believing in them is or is not. Because that's what I was going to ask you when you said you don't believe. I assume you don't believe they're going to make the playoffs. I think clearly, look at they're about to run away with that division. And Rob, they have won 11 of their last 14 games. Jared Goff, you and I both have defended Jared Goff. Now, neither of us is saying he's Patrick Mahomes. Neither of us is saying he's a top 5 quarterback. What we've told people, though, is stop disrespecting the man. Stop acting like he's Baker Mayfield. Stop acting like he hadn't been to 3 Pro Bowls. Stop acting like he wasn't the quarterback of one of the best offenses in recent memory. Stop acting like he didn't help a team. Help, really help, not manage. Help a team get to the Super Bowl. So they got a good quarterback, a very good quarterback. The defense you saw last night played really well and has been playing well. Aiden Hutchinson was a nice pick. They got receivers. They got running back. And Dan Campbell's done a good job. And this team, that division, isn't that tough. Now they're ahead 3-1. Minnesota and Chicago both 0-3. And Minnesota,
what the Lions
if they lose
last
one
year?
More game, 1-6.
Okay.
So what's that got to do with them starting 3-1 this year?
No, they started 1-6 and they ran off 8 out of 9 or whatever it is. I'm just saying the season ain't over. They started 1-6 and came on.
No, of course not.
That's what I'm saying. Be careful.
But they got better.
I'm talking about the other teams. Don't count people out after 3 or 4 games.
I'm counting some of these teams out. Chicago, I'm counting out. They're not even going to come close to making any type of run. We'll see when the heck the next time they win a freaking game. They've lost 13 straight. Minnesota, I agree, could do a little something. Green Bay, I'm disappointed. Not quite as good as I expected. I do have them. I had them making the playoffs. We'll see. But Jordan Love, throwing some touchdowns, but accuracy has been an issue. He's got a few issues. So my point is, and I agree, Rob, I put Philly, Dallas, San Francisco ahead of them. But to me, they're a clear fourth. Seattle's pretty good. But the Seattle Detroit,
beat the Lions in
right
Detroit.
There. Yep, they're both right there. And I think they'll make the playoffs. Now, win a playoff game, good chance. We talked about they could meet. They could meet a Dallas, a San Francisco, a Philly in the first round. So that obviously would be tough. Although if they win that division, they should get a little respite. So that's what they got to do, Rob. They need to win that division. And then if they lose a playoff game to a wild card team, although it could be Dallas or Philly, I guess, theoretically, right? That I think that's a better argument. But if they win their division, that's the road to winning that wild card playoff game that you say you got to see them win for you to believe in them. All right, let's see if the listeners believe, Rob. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Do you believe in the Detroit Lions? Simple question. They've now won 3 of their first 4 games. They've now won 11 of their last 14 games. They beat the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead. What's not to like? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. All right, when's the last time?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy can bring out a whole new you, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. You can get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/Odd Couple. That's BetterHelp.com/Odd Couple. 877-99 on Fox. What will it take for you to believe in the Detroit Lions, that they're for real? We're not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl this year, but that they are for real, a legit playoff team, or do you already believe?
All right, Ty in Syracuse, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ty?
Hey, I just want to say I'm definitely a believer. I appreciate what you brothers do, man. But as I told the person before, man, what happened to Rob in Detroit, man? So he has some experiences out there, man. He might need a little therapy.
It's called the reality of being a sports columnist who's not a rah-rah bandwagon fan. And I've been telling people for 20 years when they gave me the same argument that they were onto something, and this was different, and this wasn't Matt Millen, this was Bob Quinn from the Patriots. You don't know what you're talking about. Oh, Matt Millen won four. I was against Matt Millen being hired in Detroit with no experience. They told me he was a football guy because he won 4 Super Bowls. I didn't know what I was talking about. That's what I was told back then.
Back then, keywords.
I hear you. But for this year, right now, in this moment, man, I think they got it. I'm a believer, man, in that. You're going to have to let some of that stuff go, Rob.
It ain't about letting anything go, Ty. The difference between me and you, you're a fan, which is from the derived from the word fanatic. I'm not a fan. I'm just not a fan.
Every fan isn't a fanatic, though.
Okay, that's what the word I said, what I fan know, comes from. Saying, it's derived from fanatic. John in Anchorage.
You're on the Odd Couple. Is salty today.
Fox
Golly.
Sports Radio. No, I'm just keeping it real with him. He's not going to come here and tell me like I'm damaged or I have some sort of issue. I don't have
you
an issue.
Are.
Damaged from what? A football game?
See it. We see it.
I'm not damaged. I'm just a reality.
Look at the game. Them boys look good.
Okay,
give them a little
to
credit.
You.
No matter what Calvin Johnson
That's fine.
Didn't do.
That's fine. And then you'll be the same
years
one.
Ago?
Just like you told us about, oh, yeah, what you call was on his way to be an elite. Well, you were wrong. You could be wrong on this, too.
You wrong on the Vikings.
Okay, but you could be wrong.
Play,
this is
division.
My point. You
I mean, of course I can
okay,
be wrong.
Okay, so
like
I can be wrong, but I'm
just
not
like
wrong
Tom
yet.
Brady was
I'm not
was
wrong
done
yet.
In 2012.
The season ain't over.
Wrong
I'm not
about
wrong
that.
Yet. I'm not
you
wrong
won't admit
yet.
It. You still won't admit
I'm still,
you
were wrong
Tom
about
Brady.
That, Dak Prescott and all these other
I'd
things. You had Deion. Last week you had Deion beating Oregon and Eugene. Oh, yeah, they're going to win outright. Okay. I mean, I'm just. It's sports. It's my opinion. That's all.
And you wrong. So don't, I mean, I'm wrong too. I don't have a problem admitting when I've been wrong. You the one got the problem.
John in Anchorage, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me. Been a long time Detroit Lions fan since late 70s.
Wow.
So while I was in Vegas in March, I put a bet on them to win the Super Bowl.
Wow. I mean, you'd be a rich man. What were the odds at that point?
40-1.
Whew, I don't see that. But, hey, God bless you. Hope it works out for you. But I think they're a good team. I'm not ready to say Super Bowl this year. But, hey, you know what? He's been a long-suffering fan, Rob. It'd be nice for him if that happened. What's that, 1970? Man, 53 years.
Crazy. Adam in D.C., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Adam?
My man, but hey, Chris, is this show in the rolling? Because all I hear from Rob is, hey.
Yeah, man. He ain't damaged.
I don't think you damaged, right, Rob? But listen, though, bro. Like Chris said, pay attention to the numbers. 11 out of 14. It's like
dude, did they
business.
Make the playoffs last year?
They're trending up.
Rob,
Adam,
no, Chris, one relevant
I'm talking.
I'm talking to
No,
stop
I'm talking.
Like you don't interrupt me, please.
Stop it. I'm trying to
you
talk to the dude.
Me earlier.
Here we go. This is the same BS.
Let me say something.
Don't tell me what to do. I'll
okay,
give my argument
go.
Based
Barry
on whatever
Sanders
I want. Whatever I want. Whatever
tell
I want.
That.
The organization's got one playoff win since 1957. Don't tell me. It does matter because they've had
How?
Different coaches. They've
How?
Had different GMs. They've had different players. They had different quarterbacks.
How does it matter?
They've had different stuff for 20 years.
You said
for
they
40
wouldn't
years.
Be, they wouldn't beat Kansas City.
All right?
You were wrong.
And you were wrong. Oh, Deion's going to go and win out. Outright
yeah,
Eugene.
Talk about Deion.
I'm giving
stop.
You
talk
Dak
about
Prescott.
The Lions.
Dak Prescott's an elite you, quarterback.
Talk about
right?
the Lions.
I've already talked about
no,
the
you
Lions.
Haven't. You've talked
I
about
don't
like
believe
the
in them.
Lions.
What part don't you get?
I don't
believe in these
the
guys. Yeah, whatever.
You
That's
know
your
me,
easy
tell me
thing.
Something. You haven't said one thing
Dan
about
Campbell
this
is not
team.
A great coach. The reason
Who
that
said he's a great coach.
He's not. I've heard the radio announcers call him last year. Hey Dan, call timeout. He didn't even know what called timeout. He lost them three games last year in Minnesota, not knowing what to do.
14.
I'm giving you reasons. I'm telling
okay.
you.
Well, at least
and
you
if,
did
and
that.
If Jared Goff
I'll
was all that,
that,
he wouldn't be in Detroit.
All that?
He wouldn't be in Detroit.
Now,
why is he in Detroit?
Crown him.
Why is he in Detroit if he was so great, Jared Goff? They got rid of him because they didn't believe in him. And I'm going to sit here and believe in him?
They got rid of Matthew Stafford because they didn't believe in him, and he won a Super Bowl.
That ain't why they got rid of him.
Why
he didn't want to be there, Chris. Get your facts
really?
Right.
Did
he asked to be traded out.
Did he win anything
He asked to
him?
Be traded. Get it right.
Oh, they believed
Get it
in
right.
him, even though he never
Get
won a playoff
right.
game.
He asked
so
to be traded.
So why did they believe in him if he never
that's
won a playoff
not,
game?
That you said that that's the reason
I'm
they traded him.
I'm asking you.
You're wrong. I'm telling you. Go
Explain
read the notes.
Explain to me why didn't
go
they believe in him?
Go read the story. Warriors. He has to be traded. He has to be traded.
Why didn't they believe in him if he never won a playoff game?
He has to be traded. They made him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. They must have believed in him.
San Francisco made Jimmy Garoppolo that too.
Why did they pay him if they didn't believe in him? They traded him.
You can believe in somebody at one point.
They traded him because he has to be traded.
All right, we got Tank Williams coming up. But first, on the updates, our man, Steve Desager. Steve.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey,
we'll get to baseball in a moment.
Steve, I'm not going
to
yell at you. All right? How are you?
I think the window's been blown out behind me. Ryder Cup
relax.
Day 2 starts late tonight our time from Italy. The Americans are getting bounced 6.5 to 1.5. Europe in the lead after day 1. As for the baseball news, San Francisco Giants have fired manager Gabe Kapler before this final weekend of the regular season. Giants have one of the late games hosting the Dodgers. 10:15 Eastern Time. Giants need to win all three just to finish 81-81 this year. Phillies at Mets postponed. One of the late games will be Texas at Seattle. And as we go to this final weekend, the Seattle Mariners are a game back of Houston for the final AL wildcard spot. In progress, the Blue Jays now lead Tampa Bay 1-0 in the bottom of the second. And the Marlins have fallen behind. At Pittsburgh, it's Pirates 1-0 over Miami in the top of the fourth inning. To the NFL. Chargers running back Austin Eckler with his bad ankle, doubtful for the game against the Raiders this weekend. Derwin James, Chargers safety, doubtful with a bad hamstring. Chargers center Corey Linsley due to go on IR tomorrow. Raiders quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo is still in concussion protocol. Colts rookie quarterback Anthony Richardson is out of concussion protocol. He'll start Sunday against the Rams. Panthers rookie QB Bryce Young will start this weekend after the ankle injury. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow practiced fully again after his calf injury. On Fox TV this Sunday, New England at Dallas for most of the country, 4:25 p.m. Eastern Time. The West Coast gets San Francisco against Arizona. Cardinals wide receiver Marquise Brown is questionable. He had injured his thumb in practice. 49ers wide receiver Debo Samuel is questionable with rib and knee injuries. Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson is questionable for the weekend with a shoulder injury. He thinks he'll play Sunday against the Ravens. Baltimore's wide receivers Odell Beckham and Rashad Bateman are each out due to injuries. And Jacksonville wide receiver Zay Jones is out with a knee injury. The Jaguars play in London on Sunday against Atlanta. Jacksonville linebacker Devin Lloyd is out with a thumb injury. Back to you.
All right. Thank you, Steve Desager. We are the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And at the end of your first year, Discover Credit Cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned is doubled. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Our next guest, former NFL defensive back and now an NFL analyst, we welcome in Tank Williams. Tank, how are you?
What's up?
What's good, fellas? Thanks for having me on.
Man, absolutely. Good to have you. And Rob and I were just talking, yelling, arguing about the Detroit Lions. He doesn't think they're very good. I do.
That's not what I said,
think?
Tank. I said
okay,
that
tell him what you
I told him that I don't believe
they're not going to make the playoffs.
That they turned the corner yet. And until they win a playoff game, they have one playoff win since 1957. I covered the team for 20 years. When they win a playoff game, I'll believe that they turned the corner. I've seen this before. That's all.
He said they're not going to make the playoffs.
I mean, why don't you think they're going to make the playoffs?
That was
I mean,
before the season. Chris, of course.
Oh, so you changed your mind?
No. I'm just
well,
saying.
Then, okay.
But that's when the pick was. If I said it today, I mean, when they were 3-1, it would be different.
Right. Let me tell this for y'all. Now, the Chicago Bears are a hot pile of deep dish bull spit right now. So we know they ain't doing anything. Now, my man Kirk Cochane's up there in Minnesota. They was rocking last year, but my man Nasty Nate off of Half-Baked, they done stole their chains. They 0-3, so we ain't worried about the Vikings either. And so now you have the Detroit Lions go into Lambeau and handle up on Jordan Love and them at home at his first home game as the Packers starting quarterback. And you don't think the Lions are for real? They got some dogs up front on that defensive line. They got David Montgomery running for 3 touchdowns and over 100 yards, and that dude, Jahmyr Gibbs, is the best back that they have in the running back room. And then let's not even talk about Amon-Ra St. Brown. They don't have Jameson Williams coming back this coming week. Off the suspension for gambling, and then you have Josh Reynolds as a solid number three, and Sam Laporta is working like one of the better tight ends in the league right now. Like, these Lions are legit now.
All right, I'm not there yet. Let me ask you about the NFL.
I hear you, Tank.
Let me ask you about the NFL and the Players Association agreeing to terms with a change in the suspension for players in gambling. I mean, they've made it even stiffer now. It's a 2-year ban if you're caught betting on your team, and a 1-year ban if you bet on any NFL team. Is this a contradiction with the NFL being in bed, basically, with the gambling houses, or what is this for the players, for them to agree to such a stiff penalty? Where are you on the gambling in the NFL? Because they're sending a mixed message.
I mean, yeah, they're trying to send a stiff message saying that they don't want anyone involved with the organizations being caught up gambling, because you've already had these issues, whether it's with the NFL. We've seen it with NBA referees and other leagues, Pete Rose and the MLB, where you have guys gambling on games, and then it kind of tanks it for everyone. Everyone that's betting on games, everyone that's watching games, want to think that everything is on the up and up. And when you have people that are betting on games, whether it's their own team or not, it throws a little bit of shady into the mix. And so I understand why they're trying to do it, and I guess I understand why the NFLPA is agreeing upon it, because you have so much money that's funneling into the NFL, not only from advertisers right now, but also the money that gambling is bringing to the league, which is directly going into the owners' pockets and also the players' pockets. So that's why they want to try to find out a way to resolve this. But it's going to look a little bit mixed up just because it's dealing with gambling. And so you really don't like to see teams and leagues in bed with the casinos, but that's the life that we're in right now.
Do you expect more players to get caught up? I mean, I know it's easy to say, don't do it, don't do steroids, don't use juice, don't do this, don't do that, and people still get suspended. Do you expect people, more players, to get caught up in the gambling thing? Because it's just, you know, you have inside information.
Right. I mean, it should be pretty simple. They say don't gamble when you're inside the team building, and don't gamble on your own team. And so, I mean, I think it should be plain and simple. Like, honestly, for a lot of players, if you want to be on DraftKings or FanDuel or whatever one of these sites it is, don't do it during the season. As long as you don't do it during the season, you should be good. So if you have some, like, clear set rules that are absolute about not touching that stuff during the season, then I feel that most players and teams should be fine.
Tank, I think the biggest game of the weekend is Buffalo-Miami. Mm-hmm. Buffalo, you know, obviously, Miami's offense is ridiculous with the 70-point game against Denver. But Buffalo's defense has been, you know, top three, top four in the league thus far. How do you see this game playing out?
Well, first thing I'm going to say is this. I didn't know that they were allowed to show that stuff on CBS. Like what Miami did to Denver last week, like that's the stuff I expect to see on the Way, Way Up channels or behind a paywall. Like that was pretty explicit, dog. But when it comes to the Miami Dolphins facing against Buffalo, like you said, like Buffalo, they're tough against every skill position that you look at on offense, where you're looking at the quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight ends. But I think what Mike McDaniels does so well, he sees what a defense is trying to do to him, and he schemes up ways to give Tua an early read to understand if they're going to be in cover two, cover four, man coverage. And if you give him that just extra second, half second of understanding what the defense it is, as long as you get some blocking and protection up front, he knows where to go with the ball. It was on full display when they play against the Denver Broncos. Obviously, this Buffalo defense is going to be a greater test than Denver. But if he's able to give two of those early half-second, one-second reads and the protection holds up, this is going to be a successful feat once again for that Miami Dolphins offense against Buffalo, because let's not get it twisted. Remember what Skylar Thompson did up there in the playoffs last year.
Right.
He ain't got nothing on Tua.
Right. That's a good point.
Let me ask you about the Sean Payton in Denver. Obviously, they play the Bears. They can't afford to lose. 0-3. Is Sean Payton in jeopardy of losing the team, or have they already quit on him? Because what the performance they turned in Miami looked like a team that quit.
Dog, like he was coming out trying to spit that hot fire in training camp, right? Like he was going at everybody's neck. And boy, when you live in that glass house, you start throwing that shade, boy. When they start throwing the rocks back at you, it ain't pretty. He was a little testy with the media after the game, right? Talking about what's your question, next question. Like, that's the state of the beast, man. Like, you're supposed to be one of the better coaches in the league. You took Drew Brees and all these guys to the Super Bowl, one down in New Orleans. I'm from Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, so I'm from that area. I understand what he did for the city of New Orleans, but look. Hey, what you did in the past, that's in the past. What have you done for me lately? That's the NFL. And right now, man, he's just getting hung. I mean, he's getting basketball scores hung up on him. So he needs to resolve this issue. The best recipe for him is this. They're going against the Chicago Bears. They're going to be missing their starting free safety, strong safety, and the nickelback who's replacing the starting nickel who's currently on injured reserve with a broken hand. If this ain't an opportunity for Russ to end up cooking like Emeril Lagasse, I don't know what it is. He better get it resolved this week, because if not, he's in a hell of a world of trouble.
If they lose, could he be fired?
if you lose to the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, if they like, what would they do in Denver if they lose the game?
I would say that he's fired, but they got too much money hung up in Sean Payton. Now they got too much money hung up in Russ, so they can't fire him. But, oh, boy, it's going to be an ugly scene in Mile High, I tell you that. Especially the way that Prime got them boys out there balling in Boulder, too.
Well, all right, let's end with that. Let's end with that. We got a minute left. Prime and them boys got drilled last weekend. How do you see it going tomorrow against USC?
He's going to get drilled again. I mean, let's be real. Like, the offensive line and the defensive line ain't where he wanted to be. He got the skill players, but the line ain't intact. And when you're dealing with them dogs that's coming from USC, they're going to get tired of hearing that Trojan fight song in Boulder. I know I got tired of hearing it when I played at Stanford. But Prime is building something special. We can't deny what he's been putting on tape for the past few weeks before he got to Oregon is real. And the energy that he's brought to college football is here to stay. And that Prime effect is no joke. It's real. And trust me, in the next coming years, he's going to show everybody what he's talking about, and he's already been walking that walk to start this early college football season.
All right, that was Tank Williams, former NFL defensive back. Great stuff, man. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Nah, for sure. Thanks for having me.
All right, keep it locked on the iCouple. Shekel City's next. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, boat, ATV, RV, and more. All your protection in one place is wonderful. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, little Shekel City last night, 2-1. Not bad. Had the Lions, had the under. I mean, had the over, and I had the Lions winning the game yesterday. So here's Shekel City, best bet. I got the Yankees -1.5 run at the Kansas City Royals as we play out the string. Some teams still alive, man. Unbelievable. Down to the last weekend of the season. Minnesota clinched the Central already. They're in Colorado tonight. I got Minnesota Twins -1.5 runs. and the Cincinnati Redlegs. Are they still in it, Steve, or are they out? They're still in. With three games to play, which is unbelievable. They're at St. Louis. I'm taking the Reds, who need to win 1.5, minus 1.5 runs. So I got the Yankees minus 1.5 runs, the Twins minus 1.5 runs, and the Redlegs minus 1.5 runs. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And Rob, big game. Dallas Cowboys looking to rebound from their surprising loss to the Arizona Cardinals. They host the New England Patriots on Sunday. And, of course, the Patriots will bring back former Cowboy Ezekiel Elliott. And Rob, the owner, Jerry Jones, has said that he will honor Ezekiel in some way. We assume it's a video, right? But he also went a step further and said, ultimately, he likely will put Ezekiel Elliott in the Cowboys Ring of Honor. We'll consider him for induction into that. Here's what he said. I do. Yes, I sure do. When he was asked if Elliott is worthy of a future Ring of Honor induction, he said, it's what he did for the team. Frankly, I thought he was very influential in the image of the Cowboys, and I mean that positively, away from the field or as to the field as it was perceived with our fans, just the entertainment of the Cowboys. To me, I look at that when I think about the Ring of Honor, not only what he did with stats on the field, not only what he did as a punishing runner, but also what he did to lift the franchise. Zeke lifted the whole franchise. Rob, he is the third leading rusher behind Tony Dorsett, second, and Emmitt Smith, of course, number one. What are your thoughts on, first of all, do you think they should even honor him this weekend in any way? And then what do you think about a Ring of Honor induction for him?
Shouldn't be honored this weekend and shouldn't be on the Ring of Honor. I mean, if I'm Tony Dorsett or Emmitt Smith, take mine down. I mean, come on. What are you doing? Wow. Yeah, just take it down. How? They didn't win anything, Chris. He was also suspended for pulling down a woman's tube top, and those are the things that he did positively on the for the Cowboys. I mean, come on, this is ridiculous. We're honoring everybody and anybody who wears a jersey. Make it special. Make it special. If you're gonna have Tom Landry and some of the greatest players who ever played, come on. You can like Ezekiel Elliott as a guy, Chris, if you want to say I liked him a lot and all that. He liked him so much, he cut him. That's how much he was so influential and meant so much to the Cowboys. They got rid of him. Not that he's not playing in the league anymore. He's on another team.
Right.
So come on. This is what makes Jerry Jones a bad owner. All the good he does, this is the stuff. Come on. Make it special.
I think they should honor him this Sunday. Like, and I'm talking about like a video. Yeah, of course, they didn't win a Super Bowl with him. But Rob, would you agree he's been one of their best players since they won their last Super Bowl? Like over the last 30 years. You know, not 28 to be exact. He led the league in rushing 2 out of his first 3 years. Led the league in yards per game his first 3 years. You know, he's had, you know, like you said, he blew it himself with the suspension for what he did off the field. And he's kind of been, you know, up and down. His greatness didn't last too long. But I do think that over these last 10 years or so, he's been synonymous with the Cowboys and almost maybe the face, close to the face. So I think honoring him now is with a video tribute is fine. Ring of Honor, I'm going to be honest, I would have to look and examine everybody in their Ring of Honor. Because if everybody there won the Super Bowl, then I'm with you. That's the precedent you've set. Keep it that way, right? Like the Lakers or something. I mean, it's you got to deliver. But they got a few guys. I have to remember and look back. Rayfield Wright. You know, Mel, Renfro, Leroy, Jordan, I remember these guys as players. I'm not quite sure if they all won championships. Don Perkins, Don Meredith, Cliff Harris. I think he was on one of those Super Bowl teams, Chuck Howley. So I would have to check that, Rob. But If that's the case, they all won Super Bowls, then I'm with you on Zeke, but I'd have to look at that. I'm looking at it, and Deion Sanders isn't in there for some reason. I don't know how in the world he
didn't play there that long, but he had a big impact.
Right,
I mean, that's
exactly
why he's not up there. He wasn't a Cowboy. He was on a number of teams. I think that's why. So I get that. Not just the Super Bowl.
What do you even think of him as? I mean, I don't know what team
Atlanta
you associate
Falcons
him more.
Atlanta
really?
Falcons.
And they obviously didn't win there.
But that's when he was playing baseball, the Braves and the Falcons. You know what I mean? I don't know.
But he was great with the Cowboys and the Niners, and he obviously played with
the
Ravens.
But he was a mercenary when he went to those
two really
teams.
Yeah, he really was. I mean, he was early on like a Michael Vick with the Falcons. He was great. But they didn't win anything. But, it's interesting. Like I said, I'd have to really look and see if everybody in their ring won Super Bowls before I make a judgment on him. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We got 2 hours left. Y'all know what to do. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.